If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. Web development, it's brand new, so every day is going to be a new experience, and every day I'm going to learn something new, and maybe someday, I mean, this is absurdly cocky, and this is not what I mean at all, but who knows, maybe someday, if our company GoMahi became big, maybe what I say every night on the way home from work would be super valuable for other people that are trying to start their passion project. So that's something, I guess. I guess for myself and everyone else, I just don't know how this is going to work because it's so awkward and I feel like a lot of people are going to just be ripping me. But today was a pretty big day. This morning I sat down and did our podcast, Master of Start podcast. There's a little plug for you. And I sat down with a guy by the name of Howard Root, and he recently just sold his company in 2017 for $1 billion. Guy's crazy. You need to listen to the podcast or just look him up, howardroot.com. He in what was it? Maybe 2013. He was put on the Fed's hit list. And he spent 5 years defending himself from going to prison for something he didn't do at all. There was a whistleblower case brought against him in Texas, and he's from the Twin Cities. And he ended up using 121 lawyers and spent $25 million to stay out of prison. And on the last day of court, they found him not guilty easily of all charges. And the prosecutors did such a poor job of making their case that his side, which are the defendants, his side didn't even bring any of their witnesses to the stand because they didn't even think it was worth it because the case was so absurd and they were right. But Howard sat down with us today. He gave a lot of insane insight on how millennials should really think through building a company, how they can protect themselves from the federal government, how you can run a billion-dollar business, which is awesome. The guy was a heck of a dude. Anyone out there that reads his book or sees CEOs that are getting penalized by the federal government, you have to take a moment to actually look into those stories. Because to this day, Howard still gets that stink eye from people when he doesn't deserve it at all. He honestly, I've never sat down with a more genuine person. And for that very reason, I it's so sad that in today's world, that is a realistic thing that can happen. So that was my morning for you. So that's awesome. Then what did I do rest of the day? That's a real question. We're looking for two new web developers. So at GoMahi, we posted something on LinkedIn. LinkedIn, you can spend $16 a day. At least that's how they have it set. $16 a day to promote your job listing. And our job posting is we're looking for two developers that know React They know JSON, they know JavaScript, GitHub, stuff of that nature. And so we were paying 16 to 20 bucks, 30 bucks a day on LinkedIn. And then I realized, you know, if you lower the amount to $3 to $5 a day, they still give you access to sending as many messages as you want to individuals that fit your criteria. So I just lowered our account to $5 a day and really just went ham on, just sending messages all day to people that fit our criteria. I've had about 20 or so people respond back. I'd say half of those declined it because they're just not interested, or they're just busy and we're not going to pay them as much as they're currently making. But it was good. I think it was productive. We'll set up some meetings and we'll go through the interview process. We'll have our lead developer actually put together a test that makes each of these developers prove that they have the ability and the skill to do it. Second thing that I really focused on today is we're really working on getting an intern. So this week I had this random obsession with focusing on creating content. That's why I'm creating this live video right now. It could be because of Gary Vee. It could be because of a lot of different things. But I think content is going to become, or already is, the most important part of starting a successful company. I think the more free content you can put out there for people that allows them to learn, I think just the better off your company will do, I guess. I think the better your company will be able to interact and feel that empathy from people. So, I don't know. I think that's really incredible. So, content, that's why I'm doing this every single night. And then because of that content, that means we have to have it published. We have to have content edited. We have to have the podcast videoed. But at the moment, my brother, Michael, the old CFO of the company, he shouldn't be taking the time to edit stuff. Because honestly, if you're running a company and one of the smartest people in your company is doing busy work, that doesn't matter. That doesn't make any sense. So, spent time today making sure we tried to get a couple of interns. And I haven't had any responses yet, mainly because they're unpaid. But I think it's a great opportunity because I'm going to make sure I let each of these interns interact with our guests. So our guests might be billionaires, they might be NFL MVPs, might be Forbes number ones. We're going to let them work with these people individually. So talk about a great network. We are also going to give them the reins to do social media. I'm not going to micromanage them. I'm going to trust them, and I think trust is key. And if they break that trust and they mess up, then yeah, I'm going to take that back from them. But I'm going to trust them to come up with content. I'm going to trust them to do it well and do it right. And I'm going to let them really take over. I'm also going to make sure, and this is some big incentive, if we ever make money from that podcast, we'll make sure we do something like a 50-50 split. And I just started to feel a lot of pressure because I saw that my wife started watching this live chat. And if there's anybody's opinion that I care about, it's my wife's. So even though I don't think there's a single other person watching this right now, I'm so nervous because my wife is. So I'll definitely be... And I think this is important as well. I will definitely be taking all this content and I'm going to repurpose all of it. So this is a long form version of content. And although there might only be one of you watching, which is my wife, or some other people watching, this content will be repurposed into a podcast. It'll be repurposed into a YouTube video. And it's just simple stuff. And I think the big thing is I'm in it for the long game. So every night that I do this, I'm in it for the long haul. So maybe it'll be 10 years that I'm doing this. I might move up from this this little work truck that I'm in. I might be driving something that's a little nicer than the work truck. It's still going to be a crap car because I don't want to drive anything nice. But you never know. Some people might benefit from this thing. So let me get back to what I was talking about originally. We're really focused on the internship opportunity. I hope we find some awesome individuals, because I'd love to work with some young Generation Z individuals that have a lot to bring to the table. And I'm going to try to teach them as much as I possibly can, because I believe the way you benefit most is by teaching people as much as you possibly know. You don't need to charge for your knowledge. You should honestly, willingly love the people that you work with enough that you want to just give them free content. So I don't really know where else to go from here. I think I've pretty much summed up my day. And I guess I'll chime in tomorrow night, and hopefully a few of you will listen in.